On Beacon Hill, the debate's begun on how to officially respond to the patronage scandal at the state probation department. Governor Patrick is repeating his call to put the probation department under his authority. But at the same time, Republican lawmakers and some Democrats see the scandal as an opportunity to reform hiring for all state agencies. WBUR's Fred Tice has our story.
Speaker Robert DeLeo has made it clear that, come January, reforming the probation department will be his top priority. He'll have to work on those reforms with a House of Representatives in which one-fourth will be new, among them Republican Dan Winslow. He's concerned that probation has been cast as a rogue agency. He doesn't believe it is. If anything, he says, its hiring practices are common throughout Massachusetts agencies.
So I think that it would be a mistake to define this solely as an issue of the probation department. I think that this is an issue of personnel, but even more broadly, and I think more importantly, it's an issue of public trust and confidence in our state government. People have to have a sense that the jobs that we have posted are jobs that we need, for which people will be fairly considered on their merits, and that the best person will be hired for the job. And if that's not the case, we're not only depriving ourselves of the best people, the best and brightest, but we're also cheating our citizens.
Winslow points out that all federal jobs are posted on a website that rejects any unqualified applicants before anyone even sees their application. He thinks the state could do the same thing. Brad Jones, the House Republican leader, agrees that reforms need to go beyond probation.
Certainly there's an immediacy to address the issues relative to the probation department. But I think we also ought to use the issues that have been highlighted to look at whether there are other areas that go beyond probation relative to hiring that we should look at as well.
Republicans are still a small minority in the legislature, so they'll need an alliance with Democrats. And there are Democrats who agree it's time for broad-based reforms in how state employees are hired. State Senator James Eldridge is on board. The Acton Democrat says the biggest change he'd like to see is removing the improper influence of legislators on hiring for state jobs.
Of course, the probation department scandal is the biggest focus now, but making sure that the reform covers all state agencies. And I do think it's something that the Senate, the legislature as a whole, need to take up as the first item of order in January when the new session begins.
Eldridge says his fellow state senators are upset and feel the need to take strong action. He says his constituents are also outraged and have lost faith in government. But the calls to change the way all agencies hire have yet to find a high-profile champion. Governor Patrick made it clear in talking to reporters yesterday that he's not ready to push for sweeping changes in the way state employees are hired.
I think probation needs special focus, and special focus right now. And I think, you know, let's take a problem at a time.
And without a push from the governor, the speaker, or Senate President Therese Murray, it's not clear how far the movement for broader reform can go. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.